Elokiani Tanoi, you want it from Tanoi and Nidra Tanoim. The Tanya will not like this. Yad Neguva, if you have a dried hand, Metames Chavertis, Metama the Chaverta, Letame Bakredish. That's Metama Bakredish to make a tummy. Like the Al Mishnah. If one hand is tummy, it makes a second hand tummy. To Metama Kachim. Avalon the Truma, not for Truma. Diver Rebbe, that's what Rebbe holds. Rebbe Yosef Yehudu Oimer, Oisa Yad Lifsol Avalon the So Mashma Klila, it's Machleka Tanoim. If Yosef Yehudu is the one that says that Yad only passels the Kachim and does not make a tummy. Trashy. Zvaita. Right? So kids, it is the machlokes tanoim. It is the machlokes from one hand to the time of the second hand. Does it make it the second hand like a tumah sheni that when it touches kachim, it's metama the kachim, and maybe this kachim makes the second one pasul? And the Yosef Yehuda says no. He says oisa yad, the second hand that became tummy is only lifsel. When it touches kachim, it's only pasul the kachim avlele tummy. It doesn't make the kachim a shlishi to say can metama another piece of meat. Just in itself is pasul. And not further. So, kids, so there is a machlokes tanoim at this point. And after we have a churm in the mishnah by kachim, that when one hand is tamei, we're ready coming on, not like a shizbi, even though there's no chiburin, automatically the second hand becomes tamei. But the machlokes of the second hand gave a din shein l'tum also, that when it touches one piece of meat of kachim, it's tamei, and it's a shlishi, it can return another piece of meat. Or else, like we said before, and the Gabyasi says no, that your hand is only like a shlishi l'tum. So when your hand touches kachim, it only passes the kachim, and is not metame the kachim. Right. Then the Mishnah says another chumrah. Oichlin, oichlin, neguvim, b'yadayim, mezuvais. You'll eat food, dried food, with your hand that's tummy. Even though your hand has a thin tumor on it, still you'll eat dried food. That was the Mishnah. Oichlin neguvim, b'yadayim mezuavos. But truma avolei b'kodesh. When the kohen is eating truma, even though his hands is tamei, as long as the food is dry, he's allowed to eat it. Avolei b'kodesh. But kachim he can't. So as shnius l'truma, techivim lehuchshu lemisla. We're talking about a case that the food was never huchshu l'kabel tumah. That's the chiddush. Because even though your hands are tamei, if you're eating this apple, that's truma. That water never came on the apple, so it's not huksh l'kabel tumah the apple. Therefore, even though your hands are tamei, it cannot be matam with the truma. So the kohen is allowed to eat the truma, even though his hands are tamei. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Mashenke, by kachim, you're not allowed to. So Gemara says, Tani will learn like this. Omer Rabbi Chanina ben Atignus. V'chiyesh naguvu l'kodesh. Is there any din naguvu b'kodesh? And the Mishnah says the Chumrah, and it's saying a Chiddush, even though the Kachim is dried, and the Chumrah should not be Mekabel Tumah, still there's a Chumrah, you can't eat the Kachim if your hand is dry. But Mashmah, it's only a new Chumrah of our Mishnah. But like this, really, without the Chumrah, the Mishnah would say even by Kachim. Since this piece of meat is dry, no water ever came on it yet, so if so, it's not Huchshel Mekabel Tumah, so even though your hands are Tumah, really you shouldn't be able to eat Kachim. But our Mishnah has to say a Chumrah, you can't. Maria says, that's not true. Even without the chumra of our Mishnah, by kachin there's a cloud, even though no water came in contact with it, but the fact that it has kedusha on it, that's called chibas hakodesh. You're going to use it now to put it on the mizbeach. That is machshir at lekabel tumah. So it shouldn't be a chumra in our Mishnah. That's mikra din. So that if your hands are tumah, you're not going to touch kachim. Even if the kachim never had water, never hooks for kabel tumah, it's an automatic din that chibas ha-kodesh is machshir osam. The fact that something is chibas has a chayv to be muktish on the mizbeach, that gives it hechshir. That's the maskasha. V'chiyesh neguvel ha-kodesh, v'aloi chibas ha-kodesh machshir osam. So what's the chiddush of our Mishnah? Pshita that it's also to do it. So Mar says, like tzricha, going to talk of like chaver l'toich piv. They were talking about now that you're not touching the food. We're talking about now your friend is taking the food and sticking it down your mouth. That's the chiddush, and still you're not allowed to eat it. Even though you're not touching it, still you're not allowed to eat it. Rashi says, talk of like chaver b'yadayim toiris. Your friend's hand is Torah, and he's sticking this truma down your mouth. That's the tremendous chiddush in the Mishnah. The kohen that is just opening his mouth and eating the truma, so his hand is not touching the truma. still he's not allowed to eat the truma. Since the mice, his hands is tamei, he's not allowed to eat the truma. That's the chiddush. They're going to talk of loy chaver lo teich piv. Oy she talk of huli yatsmoy. Whereas the kohen himself is sticking it down his mouth, the kush of a kaker, with this stick, with a spindle, that's not makabel tumah. Ubikash lechol tznoin ubotzel shachuli moyim. And he wants to also eat now together a radish or a botz on onion of chul. He wants to get together. So Rashi says, "I should talk of uatzma b'kusha b'karker. Shame shuti kliyets. There's a plain piece of wood. V'inakabum tuma. Then I'm a kabum tuma. So even though your hands are tummy, when you touch this wooden spindle, it's not metamrit. So therefore, the spindle's allowed to touch the truma, and you're eating it. That's the chiddush. That without the chumra, the mishnah, you would be allowed to eat the kachim, not be metamrit." Still, the Mishnah says you're not allowed to. Vaito, Mishnah, or Rashi, Bikesh lechot tznoin a botzel shechuli moin. He wants to eat now with this trumer in his mouth. He also wants to take an onion or radish. Shen yodayim mitamois es achulin. Because negeh to chulin, chul never becomes more than a sheni. So since your hand is only a sheni, if your hand touches the onion, there's nothing wrong with it. You'd be allowed to eat this onion. V'yafilu wachi gozer rabbonin. Shelo yoichlim yom ha-kodesh. Tentiga yoda mezuvas miyechle kodesh bepiv. Since lamaisa you have kachim in your mouth, you're not allowed to take with your hands now and put an onion into your mouth. No, you can't take any food with your hands and put it into your mouth. Because since in your mouth you have truma, there's a gzera not to get your hands near your mouth. So, is la kodesh gozrubu rabbonin. Le truma la gozrubu rabbonin as the chiddush of our Mishnah. But for truma, they didn't make any gzera. So when the master from the Gemara like this, the Gzeira is only going that if somebody else sticks the kachem down your mouth, could be allowed to eat it. Could be then you would be allowed to eat it. Who are then if you stick the kachem down your mouth with a stick, could be you would be allowed to eat it. Just the Gzeira is you can't put any other food into your mouth. You can't eat the onion now. Put the onion into your mouth. Even though when you touch the onion, you're not being the time of the onion, but since at the same time you have kachem in your mouth, we're afraid not to let your hand go near your mouth at all, because we're afraid maybe you touch the kachem in your mouth. So that's the chumra, that's the chiddush of our Mishnah. That while you're eating this kachem in your mouth, you can't put any other food into your mouth. Yeah. Fighter. Then the Mishnah says the last chumra is, ho'einei no mechusi kipurim. If somebody's an oinein, somebody was mace, even though he didn't touch the mace, or else he's a mechusi kipurim, he has to bring karbonis yet. So locher is, for kachem he's not allowed to eat, mashenke for truma they're allowed to eat, a mechusik a purma is allowed to eat truma, just for kachem not. Ken tzrichim tfilu lakodesh ablo l'truma. Before they go to eat kachem, they have to go to the mikvah again. If you're an oinein, even though you didn't come in contact with the mace, still you have to go to the mikvah before you eat kachem. Who did a mechusik a purim? Even though, after you bring your korban, still before you eat kachem, you have to go to the mikvah. For the Gemara, my time of war, you didn't touch your mace, you brought your curb, and what's wrong? Why should you have to go to the mikvah again? Gemara says, Kivan the Yad Idna, Hevi Asiri, since up until now you're also to touch him, as Rechina Rabbonin Tzvila, as the Chumad Rabbonin, you have to be Tevil before you can eat touch him. Rashi says, Kivan the Yad Idna Asiri, Te Mechusti Kippurim, Mute Betruma Vyasa Bakadish, Kos the man you didn't bring your curb in yet, even though you lad eat Truma, touch him is also. Vechain Oinin, an onion is also teat kachim. The alpha piece shasurim b'maisa sheni, motorim b'truma, kremina mesefti yivomis. Me v'chol za yisei rezar satlachob leyaninus. So kopon, and since it was also to teat it up until now, now the first time you get to have to teat kachim, there's a new chumra with the rabbonin, that we want you to go to the mikvah before you start eating the kachim. And a chnami, a new chumra. Yeah, Mishnah says like this. Chayme betruma. So up the Mishnah before was saying all chumras of kodesh over truma. That kachim is more chumra than truma. Now we're going to say the opposite way. Chayme betruma. There's chumras of truma over kachim. What does that mean? Sheb Yehuda nemonim al tairas yain v'shemen kol yemois hashonah. That in Yehuda, if an Amoritz brings yain v'shemen to the Beis Hamikdash, for kachim, he's believed the whole year round to say his Torah. We had before Mishum Eva, we're allowed except from an Amoritz, we can accept the yayin and the shema that it brings for the mizbeach to be used for the menachis or to be used for the nesachim. We're allowed to accept yayin and the shemen. By kochim, we accept it. Mashenkin truma no good. If an amoritz wants to give his truma to a kohen, the kohen should not accept it. Mashenkin of a shas agitus, they habad him at the time when they're pressing the wine and the oil, afala truma. Then the amoritz is even them to say that his wine or his oil is torn. Mashenkin ovru hagitos yabadim, have passed away the time already when he's finished pressing the wine or the oil. And the Amoritz now comes to the Kayan now and brings him a barrel full of wine of Truma. You're not supposed to accept it from him. We have to be Choshed, he's an Amoritz, he was Metamoritz, his Truma Temeya. The Kayan, the Talmud Chochem should not accept it. Mashenkein by Kochim, that's when more Mekol, and when an Amoritz brings Yain Veshemah to the base of Midish, we believe him to say that story. So Rashi says like this: Sheb Yehuda nemonim amiyoritz, the amoratzim anemon in Yehuda, al tyrus yayim v'shemen shel kodesh in mekdishu lemizbeach b'shas hagitos v'yabadim is nemonim al shmiroson kol yomay sashona. If they makdish it to give it to the mizbeach at the time when they're making it, so he says that shmira then helps all year round. Gemara forish my time Yehuda knocked. Why? How come dafki Yehuda? Now, uveshas agitos v'abadim, but at the time when they're actually pressing, hakol metarim es kleim. That's like a chazak at that time when they go down to press the wine, everybody's nizer at that time to make sure all the kelim are tor, so even the amaratzim are metar, the kelim then. So if you buy the wine from them at that, if they give the chumra at that time, you could take it. Vashenk, if the amaratz gave it later on, you can't, the kain, that's a talmud chacham, should not accept it. The Mishnah says though, but what the Amoritz could do is, if he knows he wants to give it to a Kohen Talmud Chochem, and he knows the Talmud Chochem will not accept it now, because it's true, man, after the Zman HaBetzir, after the Zman of the Gitois and Abadim, where Choshes maybe them a Tamarit, so the Amoritz, if he's smart, he could do is leave it to next year, to next year's oppressing time. And then the Chum said you're allowed to use it. Trashi Abu Menicha, Amoritz Lagas Abo. This Amoritz, even though he has this wine for a whole year, still, if he gives it to the Kohen next year, at the time when they press the wine, there's a special chazokah then, that they're metayr or the kelim then, and the Chum said, then the Kohen is allowed to accept the truma from the Amoritz. V'yemom aloi, hefrashti l'toicha revias kodesh, neman. Let's say an Amoritz in the middle of the year wants to give you wine, shel truma. So you say that's a chumra in the Mishnah, we can't accept the truma from the Amoritz. We have this wine, we have to be afraid, maybe it was matamarit. But let's say the Amoritz says, you know, true there's truma here, but there's also some kachim here. I was also makdish some part of this wine to be used for the mizbeach. So since there's some wine of kachim here, then we nemon the Amoritz cares a lot about kachim, he's afraid not to be matama something. That's why we trust the Amoratzim. It's very chumra for them in their eyes. This Indian to give something to the Mizbeach, so we Neman that are telling the truth, so the Neman, you're allowed to believe them even for the Truma also. Trashi Revius Lug Shemen Neman. The Migo the Neman, our Kurdish Neman at Truma. Since we believe the Amoritz that he says he watched this Yayin not to become Tomei, because there's some Kutchum inside it, and we know for Kutchum the Amoritz takes very good care. So since we believe him for the Kutchum part of this wine, we also believe him for the Truma part of it, that it's still Torah. Kadi yain v'kadi shemen. You have a barrel full of wine and a barrel full of oil. Hamadumas. Hamadumas means that some truma fell into it. It was a barrel full of chum liquor wine, and now some truma fell into it. So if there's less than 100 there, it all becomes us. It all has a din truma that only a kain can eat it, and not a Yisrael. Hamadumas that Rashi mefarshes in Gemara. V'ashdamash meshotevel truma v'chul meravim. You have truma and chulim mixed up together. So it says, nemonim aleihem b'shas agitos v'yabadim, that the Amoritz is nemon at the time of the gitos and the abadim, again to say that it's Torah, we believe him. So koydim l'gitos shivas yomim, and before the gitos formed the wine press, also 7 days before that, we also believe him. Shrash shivim yomim, makdimim l'tarim as a kelim, gitos shoyayin, badim shoshemim.
That was the mitzvah, that was the inyan, that before they knew they have to use the presses to press out the wine or press out the oil, they used to at that time make sure everything was torah. So 70 days in advance, they would start to get the shop ready. They would start to be metayer all the kelim there. So I call upon them when they started out to press the wine or the oil, everything was done b'tayra. So Mela, if the Amoris tells us, b'shas ha-gitas, v'yabadim, that it's torah, then takri is neman. And how much before, even 7 days before also, takri is neman. Nista Gemara says, b'yudin b'gololoi, why does the Mishnah only say we believe him in Yehuda, not in Golol? My time, I'm Rosh Lakish, if they should tzua shakusim, ma'asakas b'neim. There's a whole tzua, a strip of kusim living there. And because of that, there are gzeres. All right, we'll stop here.